Have you ever wondered who actually gets to call themselves a lawyer in England and Wales? Let me tell you, the Mazza judgment has thrown that question right into the spotlight. The Court of Appeal just granted Silex, the Chartered Institute of Legal Executives, permission to challenge a ruling that could literally redefine what it means to be legally qualified. Why does this matter? Because it's not just about job titles, it's about who gets to represent you, who can run a practice, and how easily the public can access justice. Now you might be thinking, isn't a lawyer just a lawyer? Not quite. In the UK's quirky legal landscape, we've got solicitors, barristers and chartered legal executives, each with very different roots and rights. Mazur recently cast doubt on the standing of legal executives to conduct certain types of work, setting off a chain reaction of uncertainty. Here's the setup. Silex, which represents over 20,000 legal executives, wasn't even party to the original case. Yet they've now persuaded the Court of Appeal that the stakes are too high to stay on the sidelines. That's called third-party intervention, and it's as rare as a unicorn sighting in the Court of Appeal, with the judges saying, actually, your voice needs to be heard. The conflict? Mazza's ruling has already sent shockwaves through law firms, creating big headaches for both clients and practitioners. And the resolution? Well, we're not there yet. The hearing scheduled for the first half of 2026, but with the Court of Appeal stepping in, we'll finally get clarity on who's in and who's out when it comes to core legal rights. So, as this legal drama unfolds, remember, the definition of lawyer isn't just a word game. It shapes who can stand up for you, and the very foundations of our justice system. Let's talk real-world impact for a second. When Jennifer Coupland, CEO of Silex, warns about the Mazza ruling's effects on access to justice and diversity, she's not exaggerating. Here's the setup. Chartered legal executives are often the first port of call for clients who can't afford a traditional solicitor. They're crucial for opening doors that might otherwise stay closed. Picture the conflict. Mazza's judgment risks sidelining these professionals. Suddenly, firms have to rethink who can handle litigation, and some clients could be left without affordable help. It's like removing half the lanes from a jam-packed motorway. Expect gridlock, delays, and lots of people left stuck at the roadside. Now, you might ask, aren't there enough lawyers already? Not if you want choice, competition, and a mix of backgrounds. The legal ecosystem thrives when there's a wide range of entry routes. The technical term here is regulatory exclusion, when rules unintentionally push entire groups out of the profession. Coupland's proposed resolution? The appeal will give Silex a chance to argue for a system that's both inclusive and rigorous. It's not about lowering standards, think portfolio assessment and specialist routes, but about making sure access to justice isn't just a privilege for the few. So, the next time you hear about legal titles being up in the air, remember, it's about whose voices shape justice and whose are at risk of being drowned out. All right, let's dive into the technical trenches. Mazza is making everyone take a hard look at practice rights and regulatory architecture. What are those? Practice rights spell out what work each legal professional can take on, while regulatory architecture is the scaffolding, the system, that decides who enforces the rules. Here's the conflict. For years, legal executives had to link their litigation rights to advocacy, sort of like only giving you a driver's license if you promise to drive a bus too. With a massive fallout, nearly 600 legal executives have rushed to apply for new, standalone rights using portfolio assessment and specialist tests. Sounds like a confusing scramble? You bet. Imagine working for years, building up expertise, and then suddenly a court case means you might have to start from scratch. That's the reality facing many now, wondering, do I still have the right paperwork? Will my clients be left in the lurch? Real, practical concerns and urgent ones. What's the solution? Regulators like Silex Regulation Limited are shaking up their own systems, hiring more assessors and streamlining the application process for rights. ULAW is jumping in with new assessment dates. The hope? By modernising and clarifying, we can dodge future regulatory gridlock. So, if you see news about legal rights getting a makeover, know that it's about making sure the right people with the right skills aren't blocked by outdated rules or needless red tape. Now, let's zoom out for a minute. The Mazza ripple is just one wave in a much rougher sea. Law firms are dealing with more than title disputes. throwing consolidation, compliance failures, and even some firms collapsing completely. What on earth is going on? Here's the setup. Over the last decade, the number of law firms in England and Wales dropped below 9,000 for the first time in decades. Compliance, that's a technical term for obeying all the rules, from handling client money safely to reporting dodgy dealings, has never been tougher. And if a firm slips up, a compliance failure can mean the end. Now you might say, isn't more regulation the answer? Not so fast. Many experts say our current system, with several overlapping regulators and multiple rule books, is just too messy. Too many cooks, as they say. Different standards, different jurisdictions, and lots of confusion for firms and risks for clients. Here's the conflict. Firms spend more time on red tape and less on helping clients. Some are now calling for a single legal services regulator. One rule book for everyone. But is it that simple? Big changes bring big risks, and there's plenty of pushback from traditionalists. Resolution? Maybe bold reform is coming. For now, though, every legal professional, from the newbie to the seasoned partner, is wading through a compliance maze, just hoping not to hit a dead end. Let's peer into the future, shall we? With the Mazza appeal looming and regulatory debates getting heated, where's the legal profession actually headed? It's not just about people and paperwork, it's about technology too. Here's the setup. AI, assisted due diligence, that's using smart software to review mountains of legal documents for errors, is already on the rise. But here comes the conflict. What if the AI or the folks regulating it miss something crucial? Even fancy algorithms can trip over a missing comma or a wrong date. Now you might ask, can tech fix our regulatory headaches for good? Well, maybe, but only if regulators keep pace. The Law Society is already pushing the SRA for urgent advice on Mazza's impact, especially when it comes to integrating AI tools with compliance rules. Sometimes old rules and new tools just don't play nice together. The resolution? We'll need serious teamwork, lawyers, techies, and regulators working together to make sure both humans and machines serve justice, not hinder it. Think of it as tuning both the engine and the brakes. Speed's great, but only if you can stop safely. So, as we wait for the big decisions and possible reforms, one thing's certain, the legal profession's evolving faster than ever. The next 2 years will set the course for who can represent, how they do it, and whether our justice system can keep up with a world that just won't slow down.